You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Bright and early this morning, before 8 o'clock, we got a SENS announcement from Standard Bank. The Standard Bank Group gave us their interim results for the 6 months ended the 30th of June 2024. And I'm joined on the line by the Group CEO, Sim Tshabalala, to take a look at these numbers and try and unpack the performance. Good evening, Sim. Lovely to speak to you again. The last time you and I spoke, it was a tale of two halves to end off the last year. How has this year begun?
Jimmy, yes, indeed. It's a different half, but it's equally as complicated as the last time we spoke. The bottom line is that we had group headline earnings of 22 billion rand. They were 4% up, but, and I'm sure this is part of the discussion we're going to have, in constant currency, in other words, before they are converted into rand, so Naira, the Kwanza, the shilling, they were up 17%, which really speaks to a very, very strong franchise. But currency devaluations in those countries reducing what those numbers mean in our hands.
Sim, how has the operating environment been? I mean, there was a separate update from the Namibian business as well, but we spoke about the Nigerian challenges in the last chat you and I had. How has the first 6 months of the new year been from just a global operating perspective?
You know, the world has been in a very tough place. I mean, when we start, you had a major war in Europe, a major war in the Middle East. You got deglobalization, beggar thy neighbor, people putting up trade barriers. You got destructive trade rivalries. You've got the Thucydides trap, you know, potential hot war between China and the US. You got the disruption of many, many supply and value chains. And then you also had a billion people voting. You had challenges, like you say, in Nigeria and Kenya. Nigeria had the 10 days of rage right at the beginning of this month. You've had the protests in Kenya, in both instances, protests against fiscal policies that are being put in place by the authorities to deal with their debt-to-GDP ratios. You had currency weaknesses, which I spoke about a little bit earlier. And then in South Africa, you had consumers struggling, high interest rates, high inflation. You had uncertainty leading up to the elections. And all around, therefore, a very, very difficult operating environment.
Sim, I want to zoom in on some of your operating regions. I know South Africa and Africa have been on quite a big kind of expansionary drive, and that's still a core focus of the group. But I want to look at the UK business. You were set to exit that business. Those talks are on hold. And the China business as well, the joint venture, the earnings from that side not doing so well. Take me through where some of the challenges persist and if they're isolated to those regions or if they could be spilling over into other areas.
So, unfortunately, some of the reporting on our businesses has been unfortunate and inaccurate. So let's start with ICBCS. ICBCS is a bank in the United Kingdom, which we own 40% and it's owned 60% by ICBC and is therefore a joint venture, as is correctly characterized. It's a joint venture that has made profits of roughly 560 million rand, being our portion of those profits, the 40%, that is compared to a very, very good year that it had the previous year, where the outcome in that business had been roughly, I think it was roughly 1.5 billion rand. The difference arises because there had been volatility in the markets in the previous year, which they took advantage of. And let me just correct myself. They made 596 million rand this half year, and they made 1.1 billion rand in 2023. So it's a reduction, but the reduction is as a result of great volatility in the first half of last year, a competitive environment that was conducive to their line of business. But in the second half, in this half, they have delivered according to the budgets that we'd set them, but not at the same level as the previous year. Our partnership with ICBC in general relates to trade and investment between China and the African continent, where we service their clients in Africa. We provide them with payment services, with advice, with structuring. And they also help us with African exporters exporting goods and services to China. And that business is embedded in our four lines of business in PPB, CIB, insurance and asset management, and business and commercial banking. Are we going to be selling the 40% that we own in ICBCS? Yes, the intention has always been to sell that because we want the capital that is sitting there to be used in Africa. And we have got a cooperation agreement with ICBC. There's always been the intention for us to sell it, but they are unlikely to proceed with purchasing it from us given current global situation. It would be unreasonable to expect, you know, the Chinese to be making those kinds of payments given where the world is at the moment, and we just have to wait. We will just bide our time, continue to grow the business, cooperate, make more money in the business as it's currently making money. But I think we've been saying to people who ask us the question that it's making us money, it's not urgent to sell it now, and in any event, even if we wanted to proceed with a sale, our partners would not want to purchase right now.
Speaking of things making you money, Sim, take me through Liberty. The business is now fully consolidated within the S Standard Bank Group. There's obviously the sale of the health business. Take me through how Liberty's been performing, and are you happy with that?
So starting with where you've ended, yes, we are very, very happy with Liberty. We are happy with it because it is contributing to the group's return on equity. They made a return on equity of 15.5% as part of the insurance and asset management pillar of the group. They've paid dividends. We've received a total of 11 billion rand since we did the transaction with them. It's just short, in fact, of 11.5 billion rand. They have made profits as part of the insurance and asset management business of 1.6 billion rand, so that's 19% up. And so all the efforts going into aligning the sales forces, making sure that the products produced in Liberty are sold appropriately to the retail banking customers, finding solutions for the affluent, increasing that manufacturing and that sale, all of those plans are on track. And we think that when we report in March next year, we'll be able to show investors that we've met all the targets that we set for ourselves, certainly from a strategic point of view. So the summary is Liberty is making a great contribution to our group, and there is more to come.
Mm. Sim, as we look forward to March, and you and I will obviously catch up at the end of the year, I want to just get your thoughts on the strategy going into the next 6 months. Interim dividends up 8% this time around. The IMF is forecasting global growth and South African growth. How is that informing your strategy and your positioning of the business, given that you are still the big blue conservative?
So we would demur and disagree that we're conservative. We just follow disciplined processes in risk management and in the allocation of capital. We've stood by our clients through thick and thin. If you recall, during the COVID period, we supported our clients. We stood by them. When we think to me about the balance of the year, we clear that our guidance to shareholders remains the same. We think we'll be up in low single digits in our banking revenues. Our cost-to-income ratio, we're saying, will be similar to what you saw this half year, sort of flat to lower. And in our return on equity, we've committed to being within the 17 to 20% range, and we're definitely going to be inside that target range. What is really exciting, though, is when one takes a look at what's driving the consumer. Consumer confidence is bound to improve, given the fact that we think that interest rates will decline at least 225 basis point cuts this year and then another two next year. Inflation will be within the target range, and therefore people's balance sheets will improve. Their ability to meet their obligations as they fall due will improve. The same logic applies to businesses. Business confidence, we think, will improve. We therefore think there'll be greater investment. We think that there'll be greater government expenditure. And it's not unreasonable to think that trend growth above 2% in the years after this year is possible. So it's an exciting time. Certainly our economists think that, and you know, the Bureau for Economic Research is also of that view, and that seems to be the consensus amongst professional economists.
Quiet confidence, but with an air of discipline. We'll leave it at that, Sim. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. We look forward to catching up at the end of the year. That's Sim Tshabalala, Group CEO at Standard Bank, joining me to reflect on their first 6 months of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.